What is shamanic power? And how does it affect modern politics in Indigenous Amazonia? In this episode, we follow the life of a young Indigenous activist fighting for his ancestors' land, and in the process, he discovers his ancestors' power. My name is Esha Lewis, this is Sapiens, and this story comes from producer Sebastian Bacas Oleas, a social anthropologist who has been working with the Shuar people of Bomboisa in Western Amazonia since 2015.
What makes us human?
It's a wild ride. Brace yourself.
Imagine the future.
I will not be quiet.
You have to start from scratch.
Una revolución aquí en la mente.
It gives me goosebumps.
What makes us human?
Let's find out.
Sapiens, a podcast for everything human.
Are you curious about the extraordinary connections that shape our world? Join me, Adam Ganwill, and this AnthroLife for a journey into the little things we do as people that shape the course of humanity. This season, we'll hear stories from Sasha Sagan about reigniting a sense of awe in the world through science. We'll dive into the minds and work of computer scientists in their attempt to create ethical AI. And we'll journey with science journalist Angela Cyani to discover the origins of patriarchy. This AnthroLife is where stories meet conversations and curiosity meets impact. Tune in wherever you listen to podcasts and at thisanthrolife.org.
It's 1981. Hundreds of Shuar people, an indigenous nation in Western Amazonia, are protesting. A settler colonist named Jorge Piedra is invading their land. There are men and women, young and old. They come from all over Bomboisa. This is a Shuar reserve of some 25,000 acres. It's located in a little known corner of Southeast Ecuador, very close to the border with Peru. The Shuar have waited 25 years for the government to help them, to provide a legal solution to protecting their land. They are tired of being ignored, so they have decided to take matters into their own hands. The Shuar assemble in Paquinsa, one of the communities in the reserve, and they set in motion a comprehensive plan to take back their land. It involves expelling workers of the intruder, Jorge Piedra, taking possession of the disputed land, securing strategic military positions, closing the nearby road connecting the two major settler towns in the area. And then, the final step of their plan is establishing a diplomatic mission to visit all relevant government authorities. The local state official in charge of land disputes refused to get involved. So what did the Shuar do? They kidnapped the state official. Still, after all of that, the government refused to negotiate. They sent the police and the military to break down the protests. For more than a week, the conflict was at a standstill. Paquinsa was surrounded by squads of policemen. Protesters stood at the ready. And with every passing hour, a violent clash felt more and more imminent. The young Shuar political leaders were running out of ideas.
Se reunieron los mayores, los ancianos.
The elders came together.
Fast forward to 2022. I'm sitting with Julio Tiviron. He's a celebrated and established Shuar political figure in Bomboisa. Julio is a respected elder, robust and even temper. Nowadays, he colors his graying mane black, and he walks with a cane he calls his horse. When the Shuar battled Jorge Piedra and stood up to the Ecuadorian government, Julio was in his late 20s, and he was one of the young leaders organizing the protest. He remembers when the others came to him.
Empezaron a hablar. Dice, bueno, pues, ¿qué hace? ¿Qué hace nuestra gente?
The elders wondered what our people shall do. Shoot? That would be stupid. If we, Shuar, use our hunting shotguns to defend ourselves, we would get in further trouble with the law. Instead, they suggested we had psychological weapons we could use.
Nuestras armas, que son psicológicas, todo eso.
The elders wanted to avoid a massacre, and they had one psychological weapon yet to be deployed, the shamans. In the Shwa language, a shaman is a ubishin.
Reunamos a los ubishin, presionémosles de que les burguen a los policías.
Let's gather our ubishin and tell them to cast a spell on the police, so they clear off. Because if this standstill continues, we are going to charge ahead with our spears and kill them. And they will kill us back with their gangs. We will only kill each other and a massacre will happen.
Va a haber una masacre.
The following day, Julio remembers that an old lady stood in front of the police and warned them.
Señores policías, hagan el favor de retirarse inmediato de este lugar.
Mr. Policeman, please leave this place immediately.
Unya kahin ki burum tarum, kashin kya buin kya tsavar chatar me taharme burum tarum unyaka.
If you don't leave now, one of you will die tomorrow and not see the light of day.
What happened next surprised everyone. Everyone except for the elders. Just as the woman had predicted, the following day, a policeman died. He had an accident while taking a shower. Then, the day after that, another policeman died. He just didn't wake up, didn't make it to see the light of day. With two officers dead, fear spread like wildfire amid police ranks. And before the third day was over, the police left the Shuar alone. The intervention of the shamans tipped the conflict in favor of Pakinsa, and this mysterious event would shape the rest of Julio Tiviram's life. This is the story of how a young indigenous leader in Amazonia, determined to fight for his ancestors' land, discovered his ancestors' wisdom, and how this one indigenous community kept their land from being grabbed. Shuar is the word for people in the Shuar language. The Shuar have controlled these mountains for so long that there aren't even accurate records as of when they arrived. It's safe to say they have lived here for over 500 years, and throughout that time, they have resisted or rebelled against all attempts at invasions, be it from the Incans or the Spanish soldiers. Today, however, things appear different. The Shuar have been invaded, but not by any army. A busy interprovincial highway now splits Pakinsa into halves, and the community stands like an island of indigenous land surrounded by settler colonies. Jorge Piedra, the settler colonist that invaded the community, established a 500 acres hacienda that stole Shuar land. He employed poor displaced peasants as a workforce and had close connections with the local government.
Jorge Piedra y sus compañeros familiares de él, los señores Castros.
Jorge Piedra and his family invaded our lands, abusing Shuar people and Shuar elders. He forced them to drink horse pee, and he tortured them, tying them as pigs of horses, hitting them with sticks and machetes.
Maltrataban a palos, a machetes.
So, the Shuar came together to fight against colonial encroachment and abuse. Pakinsa, unlike most indigenous communities in Amazonia at the time, had a land title, and the Shuar had organized to put up a fight. Early in the 1960s, the Bomboisa Land Reserve was established with the aid of the Salesian Order, a Roman Catholic mission working with the Shuar. Then, in 1964, the Shuar and the Salesians founded the Shuar Federation. This created a novel political structure that helped Shuar people manage the land, fend off colonial advances, and defend their interest vis-à-vis the state. This gave authority and prestige to young educated leaders like Julio Tiviram. I asked Julio how he experienced being in that position in his youth.
Muy orgulloso, todo eso. Me ayudó también eso.
He replied saying he was very proud, arrogant, and famously harsh. His harshness was necessary, he says, to deal with often deceitful state officials. Because of what he had seen, he was always wary of military officers. In 1981, Julio Tibiran bowed to defend Paquinsa. Jorge Piedra had established a large estate that overlapped with Paquinsa's land. These kind of conflicts were common at the time. The topographical measuring tools were rudimentary, and the national land policy favored agriculture and cattle ranching. Basically, anyone could declare ownership of indigenous land if it promised the state it would chop the forest down and sow crops for the market. Julio was a young man, trying to carve out a political career for himself within the Shuar Federation, and he spotted something very wrong in Paquinsa. But when the elders turned to the shamans as their last resort, their psychological weapon, Julio was doubtful. He had been raised as a Roman Catholic believer.
Yo practicaba en los Ubijín, no creía en los Ubijín. Yo era enemigo de los Ubijín. Porque bueno, a mí, yo fui exalumno salesiano.
I didn't believe in shamans. I didn't believe in them. I was an enemy of the shamans because I had been a Salesian student.
Los salesianos siempre dijeron que eran brujos y brujos y brujos. Yo dije también, bueno, brujos deben ser.
The Salesians always said that shamans were witches. So I thought, well, witches they may be.
But there were no better options available at the time. So he accepted the elder's suggestion and told the shamans to prove him wrong. If they were truly capable of doing what they claimed they could do, he would shut his mouth and never call them witches again. That night, and in secrecy, the shamans convened.
Adingles mío, era yo solo siete o nueve o diez que en la ceremonia vieron hacer todas esas cosas.
No one saw them. Some 7 or 9 or 10 shamans gathered, and they did what they did.
To this day, Julio has only a vague idea of what the shamans might have done that night. But whatever it was, it worked.
Uno de ellos se va a bañar. Por bañar, le daría un shock, ¿qué le daría?
One policeman went for a shower. He had a shock or something, who knows? But he fell dead right there in the shower.
La madrugada amanece otro chapa muerto.
The next morning, another policeman died. This time, it was a superior. He began to feel dizzy and began suffering, and the next morning, he just never woke up. Then, the situation got very serious.
Julio doesn't know what to believe at this point, but he perceived a political opportunity that may tip things in his favor.
La segunda novedad que ya estaban dos policías muertos y que estaban asustados.
Now, rumors said that 2 policemen had died. Settler people were really scared. I seized the opportunity to start a psychological war. I began telling them, if more policemen and soldiers keep arriving to hurt us, one by one, they will die.
Uno por uno van a ir desapareciéndose.
That plan also worked. The police got scared enough as to leave the place.
El día siguiente dijeron que algunos policías ya empezaron a estar enfermos.
The next day, many more policemen began to feel ill. So, they took the bodies and went ahead to prepare the funerals. It was all very messy. After the deaths, not even one policeman showed his face.
Después de la muerte, absolutamente ningún policía se asomó.
Plenty of Shuar were equally surprised.
When they saw that this policeman had died, our people began saying, it works, it really works. Then, one of the shamans came and told us,
si nosotros quisiéramos hacer daño, queridos, nos encargaríamos, pero no queremos.
If we'd like to harm you, we could do it. but we simply don't want to.
After all that happened, the regional government finally decided to send an official out to look at the Paquinsa case.
Le sacamos a Jorge Piedra, les hicimos firmar el documento ya.
Together with Jorge Piedra, we had them sign a document. The regional director himself wrote the agreement. The invaders left, and they promised not to call the police again anymore.
To celebrate the victory, people from Paquinsa killed a bull, and everyone ate meat and rice and manioc and plantain, and drank large amounts of manioc beer. Before the party was over, a group of shamans came to Julio and told him,
"Ya nos has probado, así es que ya sabes cómo funciona esto. Yo quiero saber cómo funciona la variedad."
Now you have tried us. Now you know how shamanism works. But what did I know how it works? I didn't know anything.
I asked him how he felt about that.
Yeah, bueno, yo viendo todo eso, mi pensamiento era un montón.
How did I feel? Well, I had a lot of thoughts in my head. I was at peace because I didn't want a massacre to happen. And I thanked God because it didn't happen and the problem was over.
Ya pasó eso y ya se suavizó la situación. El problema se acabó.
But the experience left a splinter in Julio's heart. He couldn't stop thinking about what the shamans had done and the implications this carried.
Para mí era una revolución aquí en la mente y aquí también en el corazón.
For me, it was a revolution here in the mind, but also here in the heart.
And the experience would set him off in a quest for the truth that deeply changed him and shaped the rest of his life. For a while, Julio Tiburón went back to his normal self. He was most interested in politics, and he focused on his political career.
Lo más importante para mí era la política.
The most important thing for me was politics. My wish was to be the president of the Shuar Federation. I even thought, why can I not be the president of Ecuador? That was in my mind back then.
The Shuar Federation had been the first indigenous federation ever to be established in Latin America. Over time, many other such organizations followed, in Ecuador and elsewhere. There was much hope at the time, there still is much hope, that indigenous politics could help change a country like Ecuador for the better, to make it more equal, more respectful with nature, more kind to its own history. And Julio was in the middle of it all. But he had all these questions about what had happened in Paquinsa with the shamans. So he went to his grandfather, who advised him to begin training as a shaman himself. Julio began drinking ayahuasca with his grandfather, who explained to him how it worked.
El Señor te va a presentar o te va a hacer llegar la sabiduría a través de alguien.
The Lord will show you, or He will give you wisdom through someone else, through our ancestral grandparents, or through a jaguar or a tiger, or through water and nature itself.
And he received a revelation.
Me concentré unos, bueno.
I started by strictly fasting and completely restraining from sex for 15 days. No eating, no drinking, no nothing. I spent the days smoking leaves of tobacco and the nights drinking ayahuasca.
Era el primer sacrificio para la iniciación.
After the first 15 days of the first sacrifice, I felt lighter. I felt different. My hands felt different. My energy was changing. I was becoming less materialistic and more spiritual.
He continued fasting while drinking ayahuasca for another 6 months, and doing it in secret. The discipline he learned through this journey forced him to reevaluate his past experiences and beliefs. He began to study the Bible.
Empecé a leer y leer y leer. En Génesis nunca encontré de que...
I was reading and reading and reading. I never found that healers must be condemned. The Bible never says that what God created was wrong. In no part it reads that ayahuasca is bad.
No encontré que la ayahuasca era malo.
He concluded that the missionaries had reached their conclusions on shamanism out of ignorance. He trained and researched for 2 years. And once he became a shaman, he even left politics.
Entonces, dije, mejor hasta aquí llego.
I told myself, this is as far as I'll go in politics. Instead, I will focus on healing, and I will work to help young people advance their political careers.
En lo que es asunto político.
Through his journey, Julio learned to accept the knowledge of his ancestors and find wisdom in them, but also a considerable power. And he has become an educator too, training and introducing other Shuar youngsters into shamanism, and even teaching the Salesians to have a more nuanced understanding.
Mucha gente, muchos Salesianos me han aceptado y me han agradecido y me han apoyado.
Many Salesians have accepted me. Some have supported me. Others have thanked me. Maybe one or two of them thought I was doing something diabolical.
Some of them are even his faithful clients nowadays.
Entonces, yo he logrado hacerles entender.
I make them understand. Now I have many Salesians who are clients of mine. In fact, the great majority of them are my clients. They are my medicine clients.
La gran mayoría de Salesianos.
Today, Julio Tibiram remains a devoted Roman Catholic. His experience in Paquinsa, however, forced him to look inwards and find his fate from his people's knowledge rather than only from the outside.
This episode was produced by Sebastián Vacas Oleas. Sebastián is currently working on a book about Julio Tibiram. He received his PhD from the University of Oxford and is currently a lecturer and a visiting researcher at the Latin American Faculty of Social Sciences in Ecuador. He helps coordinate an indigenous research group in Bomboisa. You can find out more about him in our show notes. Enrique Contreras interpreted the voice of Julio Tibiram. Domingo Anquash and Cristóbal Naikiai helped us fact-check the story. Mauricio Pujupat, Rosa Himbikit, Gloria Mashutak, and Julio Tibiram and their families offered support, shelter, and encouragement during fieldwork. Sebastián wants to thank all of them for their generous support. Sapiens is produced by House of Pod. Kat Jaffe is the editor for this piece with help from producer Anne-Marie Awad. Seth Samuel is our audio editor and sound designer. Our executive producers are Kat Jaffe and Dr. Chip Caldwell. This episode is included in Season 5 of the Sapiens podcast, which is the end product of the Sapiens Public Scholars Training Fellowship, funded by the John Templeton Foundation. Sapiens is an editorially independent podcast funded by the Wennergren Foundation, which has provided vital support. Our thanks to Dr. Danilyn Rutherford, Christine Weber, Moya Kenny, and their staff board and advisory council. Sapiens is part of the American Anthropological Association podcast library. For more information, visit sapiens.org and check out the additional resources we offer in the show notes on our website or wherever you listen to this podcast. I'm Esha Lewis. Hasta luego.